H.O.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man. 1100 a.m.
That right.
And we got Tiff, Hand in the building, H.O. and Coach. You now about to witness the strength of Sports Talk Radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind. You know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly. I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill the whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the king, fam. Woo. Been balling since Space Jam. New logo like the L.A. Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk. Kane, I know what I mean. We causing a scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
What up? It's Sports Roundtable live from the SRT studios overlooking Atlantic Station, and the SRT crew is in the building. Thanks for tuning in to the hottest sports show on radio. And for all y'all who didn't know, happy SRT Wednesday. If this is your first time listening to the show, we really appreciate it, but you should be ashamed of yourself. I am your humble host, Mr. H.O. from Bankhead. And to tell you about the show, basically it's real simple. Sports Roundtable, when you hear it, is where sports and entertainment meets. And we live off our favorite hashtag,
We Know Sports.
Oh, man. It's a lot of laughter in here. Probably a lot of sadness as well. But if you want to display your sadness and your displeasures, this is not CNN. This is not Fox News. So we will encourage you to go to those outlets. Because what we're going to give you here is sports and entertainment. Trust me when I tell you. So if this is your first time listening, of course you don't even know who we are. I've already told you. I am H.O. from Bankhead. Now I got to get to the rest of my crew. And to my left, it's the diamond of the crew, T-Boy.
The jewel of sports is in the building. Bling! Yeah. Cute. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to the jewel of sports.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. So we figured you would like something like that.
I love it.
Absolutely. So so tell us about last night real quick.
Yo, shout out to my fiance, Terrell Jones, yo. He took me on a sunset helicopter ride around Atlanta, yo. We saw Buckhead, downtown, perimeter. We rode past the King Queen building, everything. We actually rode along 400 above the traffic, just so you know, just because.
There you go.
Yeah, and then went to Ray's on the River for dinner, and he actually surprised me and invited all my friends. So,
well, we were invited too, but we...
I knew y'all wasn't going to show up when he told me that y'all was invited. I was like, oh, I could have told you they wasn't going to come.
Well, they said it at 7 o'clock, and you know, I don't get off work till late.
I would have had to go get on the helicopter to get there.
Exactly.
And I'm not getting in that helicopter.
You could have came through North Druid Hills and picked your boy up.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah. They doing the Kobe Bryant thing.
Exactly.
You know, that's how your girl roll now.
I ain't mad at you.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you came to work today, so I ain't want to blow that.
You know I don't miss the SRT show for nothing.
Absolutely.
That has already been proven.
So, shout out to Terrell, man. Appreciate you taking care of our little sis, making sure she's happy. And, you know, coming in here doing her thing. So, we really appreciate that. And happy birthday to Tim. You got a lot of birthday shout outs.
Appreciate
things
y'all.
Of that nature. So, big ups to that.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Now, Hancock, man from Memphis, the Dallas Cowboys fan, the Florida State fan.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
The sports superhero.
Yes, sir.
You going to save somebody tonight?
We hope to.
You doing all right?
Yeah, man. I'm hanging. How about yourself?
Everything good, man.
Yes, sir. What's up, crew?
What up?
What's up, Atlanta? Let's do this.
And the college football champion of the world, y'all really showed some real
fortitude.
There you go.
Boy, your wife will be proud of you.
That vocabulary, boy.
It's the D-Wheel, the coach.
What's happening then? What up, crew?
What up, Weezy?
What's happening
Ain't none, man. Hey, listen. Listen, I got a few more gray hairs.
I'm sure.
I got a couple more gray hairs. But, hey, listen, like, they justify everybody else. A win is a win.
Oh, no doubt. Very true.
A win is a win.
But that's football.
That's real football.
People who thought it was boring and all this and this. No, that's what real football is.
Yeah, they
is,
got
people.
To finally see something. Now, don't they? Yeah. They can shut up.
That's what real football is, people.
Yeah. Smash Mouth.
Yeah, that was some real football for real.
And LSU, the kid, I cannot remember his name, is slipping me right now, number 13, the one who came out with a statement saying we're going to dominate.
Mm, right.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a statement like that, you yourself better come out and play some football.
Absolutely.
And dude came out and played football.
He did play some football.
He played some football. So I'm going to go and get him.
Hey,
bro, I don't remember your name because it ain't worth mentioning.
Props.
That blonde-haired boy.
Oh, number 40.
Middle linebacker.
Yes, sir.
Man, it was some talent.
It was some hitting.
Hey, listen. He was playing some defense, y'all.
It sounded like somebody just had a bunch of pads walking through a stadium with – a opera stadium, just clacking them together.
Man, yeah.
Just because they was hitting out.
They really were.
Hey, G Money said you didn't speak to him tonight.
G, my fault, bro.
Yeah.
That's my dog right there.
Exactly.
Hey, I got on my Alabama kick. I'm sorry. I went a little too early.
I think you realized that.
Yeah, I went a little too early. My
started
fault.
Ranting.
Yeah, I did.
Man, we got a great show for you tonight. Question of the day. I'm going to get this out the way real quick. College Football Committee, do you think the College Football Playoff Committee helps or hurts in choosing a champion? And we can probably go around the room once we get to our roundtable discussion to see what that sounds like. But you can go ahead and tweet us, do all the social media things. You can call us in, 404-603-8770. And if you want to just find us on, social media, we are at
SRT Radio
on all platforms. So holler at us when you can, and you can Facebook Live. Y'all can tell us what the answer is to that and how you feel about that. But we got the Hot 5 at 8 coming up, roundtable discussion. Of course, we got new sports updates going all the way through the program. FanDuel Report, Water Cooler Report. And of course, we go talk Hawks, SB Nation's own, PeaceStreetHoops.com. Editor Chris Willis will be calling in right around 9:15. So stay tuned for that. And with that being said, let's get to this Hot 5 at 8.
It's time for the SRT Hot 5, the hottest 5 stories of the week.
Sponsored by Smart Seal Security. If you need security or cameras for your home, please go to smartsealsecurity.com. Monitoring rate starts at $14.95 per month. Question number one, and it is hot. All right, Tiff.
Yes, sir.
Your thoughts on Richard Sherman play this year, especially on Monday night?
Well, first of all, this year I think he is a little bit what's the word? How do I put this nicely? He has a little bit of a temper this year that is even flaring up with his own teammates that is very uncalled for. He has gotten into it with Cam Chancellor and Chris Richard. A few stats. Through 8 games, he has 33 combined tackles, 20 total tackles on his own, and 13 assisted tackles. He has 3 interceptions, run back for a total of 37 yards, and he has 7 passes defended and 1 stuff. Monday night, though, he got away with a couple of penalties. I don't even blame him fully. I blame the refs for their poor play calling. But what really bothered me about him is the fact that he said that he was going to hit the kicker because he didn't hear a whistle, so he was going to play all the way through. So, I mean, so you just basically condoning running into the kicker just because you didn't hear a whistle. I really don't understand that. So that's my only issue with it. Yeah, he was offsides, touched the ball. Okay. But my other thing is him at the end of that game when he basically body checked old dude like they was playing hockey and knocked him down when he was running the route. He said that that's not a penalty in the rule book, but I want to ask y'all. That's not no kind of like that's it, you it can isn't. Do that? You can do that, though? You can just body check somebody when they running their route?
Well, because the quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, was out of the pocket. When he becomes a scrambler, he technically becomes a runner. So everyone else on his team are blockers. So they're not, I mean, they're still eligible receivers, but they become blockers. So you can
do whatever. Crap out of them. Well, then that justifies that one. But I just blame the refs, though, for his whole mishap Monday night with that whole before halftime, that whole kicking thing, fiasco. Like, it's, I don't even really blame him. Yeah. It's the referees. They should have called something.
Gotcha. Okay, question number two.
Big H.O., your Dukies, man.
Yes, sir.
This season, they got the third top 20 freshman to go down with injuries. Are you concerned about your boys? Marquise Bolden went down this time.
Yeah, and that's one of D. Will boys. He picked, you know, McDonald's All-American, if you listen to us or follow us for a long time. Tatum will be back Friday. Harry Giles will be back at the end of the month.
So they're not real serious injuries.
No. And
Giles coming off a serious one.
Yeah,
he had one in high school.
Yeah. And Bolden will be reevaluated, but from the reports that I've got, still waiting on Coach K to call me to actually clarify this. it's not that serious, but they so loaded. It don't even matter.
It really don't matter.
It don't even matter.
So who cares if somebody
else? You know, and
next man up.
Exactly. And to another point, tomorrow, Duke will be getting Gary Trent Jr. He will be announcing tomorrow on ESPNU, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So
interesting.
So, you know, the rich get richer.
Very much so.
Huh. All right, question number three. Hand.
Yes, sir.
DW was on last week. I listened to his Falcoholic podcast, but I want your opinion on this. The Falcons signed Thomas Dimitroff to a 3-year extension. Your thoughts?
I guess the bar is kind of low.
Wow.
To get an extension like that, I guess the bar is low. I mean, you have to understand, this guy has missed on so many players.
He right, man.
I went back today from 2008.
Oh, please let us know.
And tried to go to find players that were still on the roster.
Really?
2008?
Yeah.
Out of the draft class?
Yeah.
Matt Ryan.
That's it, right?
Okay.
I hope he ain't listening to the show.
2009?
Uh-oh.
Let's move on to 2010.
Oh, come on.
Sean Witherspoon came back after he left. So he's the only holdover from 10.
Oh, wow.
11?
Julio.
Julio, who he gave up the store for to get out. That's a whole other story.
Uh-oh.
Julio, only draft pick from 11.
Oh, let's not talk 12.
12? Let's go to 13.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Let's not talk 12.
13 is some players there. He has Trufant.
So that was his best one then.
Horace's favorite player, Robert Alford.
That's his boy.
Levine Tolo.
Tololo.
Kamal Ishmael, who's a hitter. Yep. I like him.
Okay, so he kept some dudes from
that. And 14, he has four players. And this past year, 15, though, that was a pretty good draft.
Okay.
But like I said, the bar is low. I mean, he's moving in the right direction. He got people that stand.
Is it him or Dan Quinn, though?
Well, I'm
that
not
part.
Like, or is it just the time limit?
Exactly. And
that
this
part.
Is Quinn, what, second year?
Second, yeah.
So these players actually go with Quinn. So really, his only picks are Matt Ryan and Julio Jones.
In 13.
That's worth three years.
That is worth three years.
That's worth three years. But yeah. not if I was the owner.
I understand.
So my point on it is for him to get an extension. You know, I guess. I mean, right now he's pretty much a figurehead. If DQ has the final say, and DQ is really picking the groceries right now.
Picking
the
groceries.
So, and to me, the jury's still out on that. Yeah, they got a lot of young talent, but yeah, they still ain't stopping nobody.
It looked like Dimitroff was shopping at Piggly Wiggly from 2009 on up, and Dimitroff's at Publix.
Yeah, some. So,
well, I'm saying
I think it's a little. The bar was a little bit low for him to get a 3-year extension. You know, so that's just my opinion.
Well, you know, it actually just puts him in the bed with Dan Quinn
because
both of them are through 2019.
There it is.
So,
could he let them both go at the same time?
Bingo.
question number four, D. Will, the coach. NBA is back. And it's been a couple of weeks. What has stood out to you in the first couple of weeks of the season?
Honestly,
nothing.
I knew he was going to say that. I know him, y'all.
But it's
hard to impress him.
Like, I knew he was going to say that.
It is real. This is what the beginning of the NBA season is what I call finals week dead period. The week before finals, the dead period in college, that's what this is, all right? Before Christmas time is basically a dead period. But for the sake of answering the question, I got to answer.
Buddy. Okay.
James Harden. We on this show and throughout the nation have been down on them saying he's going to be a point guard.
Yeah.
31 points. 31.6 points, so basically 32. 12.7. Basically 13 assist per game, leading the NBA with 7 rebounds. All right. So the Rockets are 4-3. Not anything to really. So those numbers aren't equating to wins.
Right.
All right. But I'm just saying 31, 12, and 7. James Harden is the big story of the beginning of the basketball
and
season.
And it's going to be
remember who he playing for, man. Yeah. That man don't. It's going to be easy to get numbers, and they're going to be hollow numbers to me because they don't play basketball.
Kevin Love numbers. They're playing Minnesota.
Yeah, it's just hollow numbers.
It is. They won't win.
They're not going to win under D'Antoni, whatever his name is.
They don't play no defense.
They're
all offense.
He's not going to worry about defense.
No. Mm-hmm.
And like I say, James Harden is going to put up astonishing numbers.
Yeah.
Just like Steve Nash did.
But now, do I think he can?
He should exactly he like, gonna Steve do just like Steve Nash. Yes.
And I think, and I had this conversation with somebody the other day, do I think he can keep up those assist numbers? He's going to have the ball in his hands every play.
It's going to be easy, too.
It's going to be easy.
It's just going to be just like Nash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same way.
Yeah. Hollow numbers, yeah, like hollow you said. Numbers. It's going to be, like I say, they're 4-3 through 7. So, do I see them making the playoffs? No. Not in the West is tough.
It is.
I don't see them making the playoffs in the West. So, if it's anything to actually watch right now in the NBA, James Harden.
Yeah, I mean, it's entertaining.
Yeah, very entertaining.
Yeah. All right, question number 5 real quick. How many games will the Falcons win this year? Tiff, what you got?
Man, they on the roll. What's their record right now?
7-2?
No, 3.
6-3. Yeah, they are going to be
6-3.
They're gonna lose 2 more games.
Ooh.
11-5.
Yeah.
I got them 10-6, 9-7. I got them winning against the Rams. Tough game against Kansas City. Uh-huh. That's gonna could go any way. Win against San Francisco. Tough game against New Orleans because a rival game. I think they lose a game at Arizona. I think they lose this week, honestly, at Philly, and they're going to lose at Carolina.
I don't see them losing at Philly this week.
So that's 10-6.
I say 10-6.
D-Wiz.
I'm going 11-5 because I do not see them losing at Philly.
Me too.
I see them losing at Carolina. And I'm going to be honest. I see a 12-4 if they can get past that Arizona game on the road.
I actually got them 11.
Me too.
I got them 11-5. G-Money, what you?
Well, at the beginning of the season, I said 5-11.
So you out the conversation.
But 11-5 sounds fair. I don't know. I'm iffy about them playing Philly. The Rams can like mess around and beat anybody, despite who they are.
Right.
And they're going to they LA. So I think like that's a game that the Falcons need to pay special attention to, you know, not to look ahead to, you know, Carolina or the Saints or anything like that. But the Rams can mess around and beat anybody at like 10-7 or something like that.
Yeah. So
hey, you gotta score more than 7 to beat the Falcons.
Yeah.
They put
no
30.
Doubt. So I get a Facebook book live, and, you know, Dez is one of our loyal listeners. He say, man, y'all clowning when he say the Falcons go be 10 games, and we clowned him the first week. We say they might get 5 games and
did we?
Things of that nature.
I don't know if I was that down on the Falcons.
I said they was going 8-8.
Yeah, I think we gave them 8-8.
Yeah,
we said 9.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We gave them 9-7.
Right. Nine. I said 8-8.
He talking about G-Money. That's what we talking about.
Yeah, I don't think
get
I
him
did
Dez.
That bad.
Yeah, I think we said 9-7 or 8-8. Tiff said 8-8.
I did,
sure.
But you know what? You can check the archive shows on hm3inc.com.
Absolutely. All right, well, that's it for the Hot 5 at 8. Sponsored by Smart Shield Security. If you're looking for home security or cameras, our friend says. Monitoring rate starts at $14.95 a month. You can go to smartshieldsecurity.com for coupons, rebates, and all those specials. And you can give them a call at 404-590-3996 if you choose to. Give us a call, 404-603-8770. Tell us what you think. College Football Committee, question of the day. Are they hurting or helping the way that they're choosing a champion? It's a lot of stuff going on, so we'll definitely get to that. But there's some news going on in the world of sports, and we about to get to a sports update with the Jewel of Sports, the birthday girl.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to your first sports update with the Jewel of Sports on the Sports Roundtable Show. College football news for you. Ole Miss quarterback Chad Kelly is out for the rest of the season with a torn lateral meniscus and ACL that he suffered during the team's win over Georgia Southern this past Saturday. That's going to hurt them big time. Oklahoma running back Samaje Perine may return this week after pulling his leg muscle a couple of weeks ago. It's also that time of year again when top college football juniors start to make their decision if they will stay in college for another year or if they will declare for the NFL draft. Tuesday, Dabo Swinney announced that four Clemson players will declare. Quarterback Deshaun Watson, running back Wayne Gallman, and wide receivers Mike Williams and Artavis Scott. I got some boxing news for you. Manny Pacquiao fought Jesse Vargas this past Saturday night in Las Vegas. Claimed the only knockdown in the second round, and he won by unanimous decision. Pacquiao, he actually still has some speed on him, and he actually had Vargas looking stunned at times. He actually took Vargas' welterweight championship belt, and he donated it to the people of the Philippines. Some baseball news for you. The Chicago Cubs' 108-year wait for a World Series title ended last Wednesday night with an 8-7-10 inning victory over the Cleveland Indians. First baseman Anthony Rizzo and right fielder Jason Hayward were named NL Rawling Gold Glove Award winners. The last time a Cub won a Gold Glove Award was 2012. And Braves center fielder, Big H.O.'s boy, Ender.
Enciarte.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah,
he won. Fielder. Yeah, he won that too.
Absolutely.
And that's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch the Sports Roundtable every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
Hey, Haywood making enough. He needed to win the Golden Glove.
I think that's why they gave it to him.
I was about to ask that. Do you think that he won just because he made it?
Because he batted 230 during the season.
That's what I was about to ask.
Seven home runs, 48 RBIs.
I mean, that's what he did for real. Besides giving that pep talk during the rain delay.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
I mean, Jay Hay, we still love you, bro.
For sure.
But, I mean, but man.
What did you do, though?
Yeah, and his brother's in the
when
minor
it's a fly ball, he catches it.
There you go, G.
Gotta be in the game to catch it, though.
That's what the Gold Glove is for.
True
when
that.
The ball's hit to you, you catch the ball.
You catch it. You're not dropping nothing and making no errors. Okay, I got it.
But that was, hey, listen. I actually watched the game.
What?
I watched it. That was
no one is so
exciting.
Cold.
Come on.
TV.
Keep talking about some come on.
Because that's all it was. It was
really?
TV.
Really? Really?
It was the last game, so I watched it.
I can't even sweat you, man. I think I watched the last. The only part of it.
You hadn't watched.
Hold on, no. We was in the show. We were in show during the game, so right. I watched whatever was on when I got home.
I'm talking about
okay, you watched
series.
Two innings.
I watched two innings all season.
The rain delay helped you get home.
That's what the only reason I watched.
Shout out to Sonya G. Miller, man, Dallas Cowboy fan. She's checking in on Facebook Live. Told me to tell y'all Cowboy fans what's up. So you're only talking to two people.
Shout out to the Cowboys, yo. They balling.
Who a Cowboy fan?
Them two. Oh, come on now. Yeah.
Falcons, baby.
Exactly. Hey, when we get back.
You need to keep a straight face.
Exactly. When we get back, we're going to do that SIT power ranking. We got our Game Ball Awards, and we're going to talk about this college football playoff. You listen to the SIT Sports Roundtable. Keep it locked.
Are you thinking about changing the station? Well, don't, because Sports Roundtable will be right back.
Tune your radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
SLS Las Vegas adds a mischievous chapter with the ultimate party package called hashtag My Vegas Story. Guests 21 and over who book a two-night stay in the boutique Story Tower receive a complimentary mini bar stocked with more than $200 worth of party essentials, including vodka, Fireball, Bud Light, Red Bull, and much more, while enjoying VIP access to day life and nightlife experiences. To book your stay, visit slslasvegas.com/myvegasstory.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew on WWWE 1100 AM. Forget everything you've read in the polls. It's time for the SRT Power 10.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the SRT Power 10. The Power 10 brought to you this week by... Well,
Sports Roundtable.
There it is.
By nobody.
Coming in at number 10. The West Virginia Mountaineers came in with 5 points in the SRT Power 10. At number 9, the Oklahoma Sooners are back in our rankings with 7 points. The Auburn Tigers come in at number 8 with 18 points. At number 7, we have the Wisconsin Badgers with 24 points. At number 6, the Ohio State University Buckeyes come in with 32 points. At number 5, we have the Louisville Cardinals with 35 points. At number 4, we have the Washington Huskies in the fourth for the playoff.
Right.
They're the first one in here, well, the last one in, the Washington Huskies, with 42 points. At number 3, we have the Clemson Tigers with 50 points. At number 2, the Michigan Wolverines. At number 1, we have the Alabama Crimson Tide coming in again with a unanimous 60 points again. What can you say, man? Coming off a big win against LSU, I think they impressed everybody on our committee. And, again, they're the number one team in our land. So, Bama, again, brings up the heads everybody. Everybody else brings up the rear.
Yep.
That ends your Power T look.
All right, so let's just jump right into it. That was – D-Way, you got any
– I got a lot because I'm going to be honest. This was the first week that I changed up my rankings. Okay, I put Washington into the four. This was the first week of the whole season that I dropped Louisville out of the top four, and the only reason I did that is because I gave credence to undefeateds this week.
Okay,
that's understandable.
All right,
Tip still had them in her top,
and that's not a bad pick, and it's understandable.
And I'm gonna keep them there,
exactly, because just like the committee showed us last week, they're valuing one loss teams over Washington.
They are
when it's convenient. Well, because this is my point about the whole thing. If Ohio State's resume isn't better than Washington, then give me a hat to eat or something.
Exactly,
because I can't understand it. If you're going to say to me last week that Texas A&M's resume had them over Washington, you got to tell me that Ohio State's resume must have them over Washington.
So how did they have Washington 4?
Exactly. It doesn't make sense. This whole thing to me is so convoluted. You know, as Harris and I were talking about earlier, it makes no sense. Because on one hand, you're telling me that you don't do these rankings until later in the year when you get a good representation of what the teams are.
Right.
So in your mind, you said LSU last week. What did they have then?
They had them at 15.
Okay. They were at 15 last week. They played better than anybody in the country against Alabama.
And they dropped.
How
many
spots? They sure did,
you, how they went to 17.
Oh, okay. I thought they dropped 11 spots, man.
Did they?
Yes.
They dropped out of the
top
25?
They dropped 11 spots. I know because they were talking about it.
They dropped to 24. They were 13. They dropped to 24.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, how does that happen for real, though?
In the nation. And why? Then you had Texas A&M, who you had in the four.
I don't go past the top 10.
Bombed by Alabama. And they,
you probably don't go past
they
got five.
Bombed. And they only dropped to, what, that week after? Six or something?
Yeah, they dropped to six.
They dropped to six.
So yeah. it makes no sense.
They lost to Mississippi State and dropped from four to eight. They only dropped to eight.
Come on. What is going on? So timeout. Timeout.
All right, hold on. Let's do this. Let's at least introduce the roundtable discussion.
Okay. Yeah, go on, introduce.
Oh, we done jumped into it already.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Harvey.
Roundtable discussion. First half of the show sponsored by Jay's Used Cars. If you're looking for a new, used, pre-owned car, please contact Jay's at 770-496-0339. If you mention Sports Roundtable or SRT, you get a 10% discount off your down payment. Check jaysusedcars.com for inventory. Playoffs convolution. Convoluted committee.
That's what it is.
So now, let's get to the question of the day, because that seems to be the... Does the playoff committee help or hurt the way that they choose the champion?
It kills
me. D-Will? All
right, I'm going to say it like this. The committee is made up of 12 individuals, correct?
Yes.
And they lose one every year.
Okay, exactly. So my point is, the committee is just as subjective as anything else. So basically, you're an AP poll with less writers.
Okay.
All right. So, because they're using the same criteria to pick teams. My point is, I got to go back to this Texas A&M thing. If number 15 LSU,
they was 13.
13 LSU loses to
the number one team
in the country by 10 points,
right,
in a hard-fought game.
Didn't even get blown
but
out.
But Texas A&M, who was number 4, loses to an unranked team and gets demolished and only drops 2 spots?
I don't get that.
Well, 4 spots, excuse me. They went from 4 to 8.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding your logic. Okay, and then back to what Hancock said, you take the number 4 team, which was Texas A&M last week, had one loss over an undefeated Washington team. But this week, you take a one loss Ohio State team with a better resume and put Washington ahead of them. So what's the logic behind that? And not only that, the team that Ohio State lost to, you got them in the top 10 now.
Exactly. Ahead and behind Ohio State.
But they beat them.
I'm confused.
That don't even make sense, y'all.
It's no logic.
None at all.
But Penn State went from unranked when they beat Ohio State to number 12.
Exactly.
And now you're top 10?
Exactly.
I'm still tripping on the fact that Louisville lost to Clemson, got dropped so low, and Ohio State got beat by an unranked team and only dropped like 2 spaces.
And let me tell you what I heard today. The reason Louisville is not getting the respect is because they played 2 close games against Duke and Virginia.
So now it's margin of victory.
But Clemson,
like, are you kidding me right
Clemson
now?
Was a missed field goal away.
Yeah.
That part.
Losing.
That part right there.
So it doesn't make sense. Every argument, this goes back to my point. Every argument you make to make your team stay in the hunt, I can take another argument and blow it out of the water.
Exactly. That's why they need to get rid of that committee.
It makes no sense. If you don't play it on the field, this is all subjective.
Yeah.
There's nobody in America that wants Lamar Jackson. I promise you that. Especially, maybe Alabama's defense.
We don't
want
to see him.
But they don't want him. You see what I'm saying? So don't sit here and tell me that you got people like Western Michigan ranked up there in the top 20.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
They're not better than the LSU team I saw the other night.
No. Mm-hmm. Not
they
a chance.
They can't play with them.
No. They get blown out.
Exactly. See, this is my point about it being these arguments they're making for these teams are crazy. It makes no sense at all.
No, and we just said all these different scenarios that really they really need to just get rid of that whole committee.
IG Money, they helping or hurting?
Well, I think the thing that doesn't really make sense is the inconsistency of the committee.
Right.
Because they are the way that they look at it as far as the top 10 goes, okay, they have it this way this week. The next week they kind of like start from scratch. They look at everybody again.
That's what it seemed like.
Based on how does this add or subtract from their resume this time? You know, like the example I brought up before with TCU. They were number 3 going to the last game. They won the last game like 55-3 or something, and then they dropped to 5. And Florida State won a close ACC championship. Ohio State won their Big Ten championship, Ten, yeah. Even if it was with their third string quarterback. But they got in over TCU, and Baylor also dropped with only one loss because I feel like the committee will only allow Oklahoma and Texas to make the playoff out of the Big 12. No one else is allowed to make it.
Wow.
But here's the thing. If that's the criteria of the committee that we're on a week-to-week basis, let that be known. What you did previously is not going to hold precedence on what you did now.
But you can't say from last week your criteria to ranking them
because they,
by saying their resume was better and you had them over.
And
the
I think that's the
team.
Issue. Yeah, I think that's the issue. Because they're not telling us the criteria.
Because the resume still exists the next week.
Exactly. And see, the other thing when it comes down to Washington is getting hammered right now because they haven't played anybody.
Right.
Okay, now, their schedule is going to get immediately better this week. They play a resurgent USC team, mm-hmm. which is now ranked 20th, I think, in the nation. Then they turn around and have to play Washington State, who is,
a rivalry game,
whatever. So their resume is going to get a little better. Mm-hmm. So when they lose, what's going to happen? You can't say that their resume is bad again.
Right.
They might be a one-loss team, and then they'll have to play their championship game and beat another team that's supposedly pretty good.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So their body of work is going to get better. So with a loss, they're still going to be out. Because you've already said, if Washington State loses, the Pac-12 is out.
But to D. Will's point and to G's point, the next week, none of that may not even matter.
Because These first 2 weeks are extremely confusing because the Texas A&M thing made no sense to me anyway. Because nobody in their right mind, even though they were undefeated up until the loss to number 1 Alabama, nobody thought they were the 4th best team in the country. We didn't think they deserved to be where they were at that point.
But at least they made a statement saying you had a reasoning behind the process.
I agree with that.
Saying that we at least look at who they played. They've only lost to the number 1 team in the nation. So that's why we have them over an undefeated team.
Well, okay. Come to me.
Safe. Right.
Let's go here then. Let's go here then. If that's the case, why wasn't Louisville 4 last week and they only lost to number 2 Clemson?
Because they said that Texas A&M had played more of a schedule. See, that was the thing.
They said Louisville
had,
playing weak
Auburn,
people.
Who is ranked in their poll now?
Louisville played Clemson and Florida State.
Right. But they said everybody else, since they played everybody else.
Texas A&M
played
who?
They don't get in there.
Alabama and Auburn.
And don't scream, don't get mad, but they said at the time UCLA was looked upon as a favorite for the championship. And I tell you this because I listen to these shows every day. I listen to a West Coast show, and I listen to an East Coast show. And you can hear the difference in how they pull and how this stuff is talked about.
So they're still counting the currently 3-6 UCLA?
Just like they count Florida State, who has lost 3 games.
Well, at the time, I mean, it was the first game of the season, UCLA was ranked number 16 coming into the season.
Exactly.
So hold on. I'm finna convolute this thing. Think it's about all, it like this.
You
it's
mean
already.
More, you mean more.
I'm finna more convolute it. Exactly. Okay, let's take it here. Clemson beat number two Auburn. I mean, well, they beat Auburn the first game of the season. Number two Clemson beat Auburn the first game of the season by 6 points. Okay, so now we're saying Clemson beat Auburn. Auburn's looking good. Clemson's undefeated. Louisville only lost to Clemson. So how are they still behind Washington
because if Texas A&M had two bad wins against Virginia and Duke? This is what I'm telling you.
That
this
makes the, no sense.
I'm just telling you. That's the
that's
record.
What they say.
Because if that's the case, then let's go to Texas A&M schedule. Auburn beat LSU when they were down. We see how where LSU is now.
Right.
So is that a good win or a bad win?
It depends on which week it is.
Exactly.
Because the Clemson win,
Auburn was terrible.
But the Auburn resurgence helps Clemson's case now because Auburn is ranked in the top 10.
But shouldn't that entail help Louisville's case?
Right. It should.
But I'm telling you, those two close wins.
They still won.
I'm telling you. And what amazes me is the Clemson barely winning against NC State.
Come on now. Come on now.
Doesn't bother them.
No.
Let's
talk about Bobby Petrino real quick.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I just said, like, there are bad wins and good losses, but it doesn't apply to everybody the same way.
That's it.
It's more inconsistent.
That's it.
Inconsistent.
Let's talk about Bobby Petrino's comments, though. At his post-game comments last week was, well, if sportsmanship is supposed to be a part of college football, correct? Mm-hmm. He was like, okay, I put up 62 on Florida State. And I took my starters out. So should I put up 80 points on Florida State to make it look better so I can get a better seat?
And you know what the playoff committee says?
Yep.
From Heather Denich, she says that the playoff committee tells them, margin of victory is not what they look at.
So,
That's a lie.
I know it and you know it.
Come on.
Because if it wasn't, then the Virginia close win and Duke close win
shouldn't matter.
Would even matter.
So basically what we say, Clemson shouldn't be number two.
No, they shouldn't be.
So, depending on what week it is.
That's what I'm saying. So if Clemson's number two and they have the weakest resume of all top four teams, excluding Washington, because they just got in, where do they sit? Because Bobby Petrino just said that Clemson should be ranked ahead of Bama.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
You know why he wants that? Because that's
he only lost. Exactly. And he knows he's not going to a conference championship.
Right. The only way he gets in is if
they need to take the SRT Power 10.
Exactly.
I agree. If USC upsets Washington this week,
it'll be more convoluted.
But that helps Louisville.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, but here's my thing. Do you put – who has the – okay, if that helps – let's hypothetically speaking, Washington loses to USC this weekend. That excludes Washington. So now, do you put number five Louisville at four
or Ohio State
at four?
Ohio State is going to go.
But here's the thing. Louisville's only losses to number four. Ohio State's number losses to number 10, 11 Penn State.
Number 10
Penn State. Right. So you saying that's a better loss?
Is they going to say that they have a better record playing against people? They play against Wisconsin. They play against Penn State, who's ranked.
How many losses does Wisconsin have? Two, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Two.
They have two.
And they lost to the two top teams in the Big Ten.
It's crazy. All right, let's get to our game balls real quick.
we need some more time on that.
I know. We got it. Yeah. It is.
The reason I can answer because I listen to them every day.
There you go.
And so they listen to us. So
exactly. What's up, James Willis? What's up, JP Moore? They checking in on Facebook. But game balls. See what we got. Tiff, what you got on the game balls this week?
Well, since we was talking about Texas A&M, my game ball goes to Mississippi State because I was hotter than fish grease if they put Texas A&M in that top four. For real. And I am so glad that even though they lost their quarterback because he went out because of his shoulder injury.
Travis Knight, sorry about that.
But they proved my sports analytic mind right because they should not have been there. I did not think Texas A&M belonged there. And Mississippi State beating them just really put a smile on my face. They were leading by two touchdowns at halftime. And to see they went, even though Texas A&M was making a comeback in the fourth quarter. True. They was trying to make their comeback, though.
It wasn't even that close. They beat them all over the field.
They did. They was trying to make their comeback. But Nick Fitzgerald in the offense, and they had a late interception by Mark McLaren. So, you know what? Shout out to Mississippi State. They get my game ball.
There you go. Hancock, what you got, baby?
Ooh, man, I had two. Honorable mention to D's Crimson Tide for that defense.
For real. Yeah, their defense is off the chain.
10-0 shutout. Yep. Only giving up like 33 yards for the game, but whatever. But anyway, my game ball goes to running back Deontay Foreman from Texas.
Yeah.
Young fella ran 33 times for 341 yards, 10 yards per carry, 3 touchdowns, and had a 74-yard long run. Pretty much kind of positioning himself for next year's Heisman run, because he's actually been playing good and running good, just this week.
Yeah, he came off of 32 carries, 250, and 2 touchdowns.
So look for that name in the future. Brother's a beast out there, wide out.
Yeah.
Twin.
I'm going to go with the obvious, and it may kill me for it, but I'm going Lamar Jackson, man. 12 for 17, 231 yards. He did throw a pick, but he had 4 touchdowns, 15 carries, 185 yards, and another 3 touchdowns, a total of 7 touchdowns, an overall QBR of 99.8. Like, we shouldn't even be talking Heisman.
Video game.
Yeah, we shouldn't even be talking Heisman, but my thing is, can you really just overall give him the Heisman until he's played somebody?
See, they're still trying to find people. I listen every day. They're trying to pull up the kid from Washington. They're pulling Jabril Peppers. They're trying to find somebody to take the Heisman from him, because he won't have that Heisman moment.
Ever.
He won't have it because he doesn't play against
And
somebody.
He's probably not going to get in the Final
exactly.
Four.
Exactly. So the only Heisman moment he'll have is after the – if he gets into the four, and the trophy will be decided by then.
Right.
So he won't – he won't get that real Heisman moment that in a game that matters.
Yeah. Very true.
Unless Clemson slips up.
Nah.
And they ain't not losing.
Yep. My game ball goes to Zeke Browning, quarterback for Washington. He threw for 378 yards against Cal last week on the road with 6 touchdown passes. So they keep pubbing him.
Trying to push him to the house.
They got to have somebody from out west.
Yeah.
To push. So, all right, let's get to an email back question real quick. James Willis say, what's up, Tiff?
What up,
he
James?
Say he agrees with you.
Appreciate you.
She engaged.
Shut up, Tia.
All right. What y'all think about Pac and Mayweather fight again? I'm not a boxing guy. I'm going to throw it to D-Will.
Hey, who asked that question?
It was
just an email bag?
Yeah, I just
deleted it. It don't matter. It's irrelevant. Nobody wants to see that.
They got me one time. They wouldn't.
They won't get me again.
I won't be paying for that one.
No.
The only way I see it, they fight down in front of y'all.
Hey,
that part right there.
Only way I see it, somebody broadcast on Facebook Live.
Rumor has it. You know, we don't start rumors. We just talk about them once they come out.
True that.
That Brian Kelly may be out at Notre Dame end of the season.
We said that about 3 weeks
ago.
But then we also heard from Notre Dame.
Yeah, that dreaded vote of confidence.
He called it the dreaded
vote of confidence.
That's the one you don't want.
You can't lose the Navy.
You cannot.
No. Not Notre Dame.
Hold on. G-Money. Georgia losing to Vandy or Notre Dame losing to Navy, which is worse?
I still got to go Georgia losing.
Yes.
On your homecoming. On your homecoming, too, though. I'm going with that one.
Look, Vanderbilt has never been good in my life.
Ever.
If you would have said Georgia Tech, I'd have been with you. Because Georgia can't stand Georgia Tech.
Right. But Vandy, bro.
But Notre Dame losing to Navy? Come on.
But so let's
Navy has a decent team every once in a while.
Yeah, they have been good before. Vandy's never been
when
good.
You when they have had Jay Cutler, they were not good.
Exactly.
Yeah, ever since I've been alive, Cutler. I don't remember Vandy being good.
When you are a program with the stature of Notre Dame.
Hancock, you're outvoted on this.
A one-dimensional football team.
Yeah, they are.
One-dimensional.
Vandy has zero dimensions.
That part.
All right, let's do this. If he's out, if Kelly is out.
Who I tell you?
Well, let's do this, because even though Rudy is my favorite movie, he's not coming back.
You over remember the Titans?
Rudy.
No, you know Rudy. He love him some Rudy, y'all.
I know. But I over remember the tights.
He love Rudy.
Anyway, I love Rudy.
I can't like Ben.
Oh, Lord. We've sidetracked.
Off the rail. All right. Who goes to Notre Dame?
I said Urban
Meyer.
I said Urban five, six weeks ago.
Les Miles?
Urban.
Is Urban Meyer?
If that's his dream job and they going to go after him, but.
So do you go after Tom Herman or you go after Urban Meyer?
I'm going to tell you. I'm glad you said.
Who's in the championship?
Thank you.
That part.
Tom Herman. Listen, if Tom Herman is not the biggest fall off of the year.
And when he said that, I was about to say, who?
Who? Because we were everybody. Listen, Tom Herman was number one on everybody's list in the country.
Who?
Listen, we hadn't heard Tom Herman's name in 4 weeks.
I bet you they know it around Austin, Texas. I promise you they know it around.
Hey, now. But if Foreman keep running the ball like this, he ain't going nowhere.
I think Chyla gone.
Who?
Yeah, Chyla gone.
I think Chyla gone.
They already know.
And I'm telling you, Austin, Texas has already got his name. They waiting to paint it on the door.
Mm. Well, let me. There's another rumor. They say Les Miles has already gathered up a staff.
Because you know that's his dream job also.
They say Les Miles has already gathered up a staff.
I would too.
That's his dream job.
He ain't got nothing else to do right now.
So what?
That's not a bad hire for them.
It's not.
I still think it's Herman. Yeah. But I think it's Herman because of the offense he runs.
Hold on, we talking about Notre Dame?
I'm talking about Texas.
Texas, okay. Who's Les Miles' dream job? Notre Dame?
Yeah, Notre Dame. He coached there.
So we going?
I still think Urban.
Or you think Urban?
Yeah.
But here's my thing. Urban's not available.
Yes, he is.
That's what I thought.
Everybody who tell you they wouldn't do it just haven't heard.
Okay, hold on. G-Money.
I might try to kiss a bear.
Kiss a bear.
Your boy said, yes, he is.
You just don't know how much money it takes.
Yeah.
If you can hold that bear still, I'm going to kiss you for the right amount of money.
10 mil, baby.
G-Money. What's Urban Meyer's buyout?
10 mil. Like, listen, Notre Dame offering $10 million. He's going. Oh,
I'm trying to tell you, man, money talks.
If
JT's gone. His quarterback
is
gone.
You
think he's going to leave this year?
JT?
Yeah.
Oh, he got to go. He got to go. He gone, man.
Yeah, he need to go. He
regardless, he got to go.
He needs to.
Urban Meyer's buyout is $34
million. Oh, he ain't going nowhere. You're not finna convince me they finna pay $34 million.
They not.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
You do know they are affiliated with the Vatican.
I don't care who you're affiliated with.
The Vatican. The real
Jesus
Catholic.
Himself can be the coach. They ain't paying $34 million.
They not about to give him $34 million.
I'm telling you. That man said back when Charlie Weiss, when he was there, the coach, he told everybody.
That's
when they
my
said,
dream
the
job.
The only reason that y'all not taking that y'all not firing Charlie Weiss is because you don't want to pay the buyout. That father said, "Look, man,
it wasn't $34 million.
I can assure you that if we want him gone, money is not an option.
$34 million though, handcuffed.
He had his certain.
I don't see that. I'm sorry.
He had to call around the neck.
I don't see that.
All right, G-Money, what you got?
But now, if it's before January 31st, 2017, it only drops down to $27 million.
Money is not an object. God. I keep telling you. Do you know how much money at Notre Dame, man?
I want to know now, since that ain't no object.
Listen, I'm not. I don't
pay him.
34 places in America that they don't care nothing about money, and that's that place in Augusta that they play the Masters in, in Notre Dame. I promise you, money is not an object.
Wow,
it's not an issue.
That's a lot of money to be paying him.
That's a lot of money, bro.
Okay.
All right, another email says.
Donald Trump won election. And he don't have no experience.
That part right there.
As your boy KG said, anything is possible.
Hey, listen. Anything is possible, but that's one I'm going to have to see to believe. You're going to have to show me Missouri.
Exactly. All right. There's an article that came out. James Harden said he is the best point guard in the league.
Boy, I forgot. I'm so happy we on AM radio. I almost said something. It almost slipped. Boy, I'm blue. What we on? Blue Water Broadcasting? Boy, they would have fined me because I almost let it slip.
Beasley.
I almost slipped, bro.
So this is an email. It said, do y'all agree? No. I'm not going to say nothing.
Go ahead, D.
I'm waiting on G to hit the cricket.
Nah, he's not the best.
It's no way. He ain't even close.
Mannequin challenge.
He's not even a point guard.
Exactly.
Okay? He's not a point guard.
We should all hit the mannequin challenge on that one. Hit him with the folk.
He is not a point guard. Sorry.
James Harden need to cut his beard. I think he got some stuck funny. In it. He got some stuck in it.
Yeah, he's just because you play the position don't mean that that's exactly. You.
No, exactly. Just because you lead the league in assists through seven games don't make you a point guard.
No.
Bad over 500.
Yeah, that's crazy. Bulls in town tonight.
Yeah.
Shot town.
Deep Wade.
Dump Bulls.
See what that score is.
Yeah, let's see what the score is, man. I also got a comment email, and I'm trying to debate if I should say this.
Come on with it.
They said that I hope D-Will does not move to California now, and that's all I'm going to say.
Listen. I understand that these emails are anonymous. I understand that. But whoever that is knows me. And I'm on first thing smoking.
Literally.
Hey, listen. I ain't never been to California in my life. And I know that it's called Prop 64. I know the doggone thing on the ballot. And I ain't even from Cali. So... That's how. Hey, listen. Whoever did that, I appreciate it.
You can move to Washington or Oregon.
I got family in Colorado. West Coast. I got family in Colorado.
70-63 Hawks.
Oh,
third quarter.
What's going?
70-63 Hawks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. Chris Willis, you gonna have something to talk about?
Yeah, exactly. But I thought that was funny. I can tell you, it's from a lawyer. Listen, I'm sure
because they know me very well.
Yeah, it was. I hope D Will don't move to California because y'all booming right now.
Hey, can I do this thing remote?
We gonna Skype you in.
Skype me in, baby.
And that's it for our roundtable discussion, man. It was hot in here tonight. Sponsored by Jay's Used Cars. If you're looking for a new used or pre-owned car, please get at my main man Jay. At jaysusedcars.com for the inventory. You can give them a call at 770-496-0339. And if you mention Sports Roundtable or SRT, you get a discount on your down payment.
Big Hope, hold on 1 second for you. I know I'm...
Go ahead.
I got a huge shout out from Facebook Live to give out. If for all anybody who listens to this show, if you catch us at the beginning or in going into hour two and you hear our intro... I want to give a shout out to Sun Ra checking in right now.
Man. Sun Ra,
what up, boy?
That's yes, my sir. Dude. Absolutely. That's my guy, man. Absolutely. Shout out Sun Ra. He's the
voice you hear. That's
yeah,
the voice
you
hear.
You hear. Absolutely. But let me let you hear another voice to give y'all a quick update. You already know what the Hawk score is, but she's going to tell you some more information. Sports update to Julie Sports.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Welcome to your sports update with the Jewel of Sports, Tiffany Boy, on the Sports Roundtable Show. Well, since we got into some NBA, I'll get into some NBA sports updates. Mark Cuban, he has a lot of power since he owns the Mavericks. He took credentials from two ESPN writers to bring attention to an issue of automated sports coverage. He had the credentials revoked for Mark Stein and Tim McMahon. Cuban stated that maybe he will be wrong, but he sees a direct path from the trends in coverage of games we are seeing over the last couple years to the automation of reporting on games and the curation of related content. This isn't a knock on wire services or their reporters. They are valued and valuable in sports coverage. ESPN issued a statement saying they are troubled by the Mavs to revoke the credentials of the two respected longtime journalists. The Mavericks move is without merit, and they call the Mavericks to reverse their decision and for NBA officials to intervene to allow McMahon and Stein to continue their work. Steph Curry's record of scoring a three-pointer in
in every NBA game he plays. He had a streak of 157 games scoring one. Came to an end Saturday against the LA Lakers. He went 0 for 10. That really got under his skin because the next game he played against the Pelicans, he snapped off. And he was 13 for 17 from three-point range and broke an NBA record for made threes in a game. I got some NFL updates for you. Let's see here. OBJ has broken Randy Moss's record for most touchdowns through the first 35 career games, and he has 30. Moss had 29. And Derrick Henry, half of the running back tandem for the Tennessee Titans, has suffered a strained calf during warm-ups prior to Sunday's game, and he may be out 2 weeks.
It's amazing how scoring touchdowns, the diva and all that kind of just fade away, though.
Mm-hmm. It really does. Mm-hmm. Good point.
You can put up with a little bit more when you're doing something.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
and I want to go back to something. That Mavericks ESPN?
Yeah.
The NBA shiesty.
Yes.
Because you know what do y'all know what the NBA did this year? They knew that the Dallas Mavericks weren't going to be good. So you know what they did? They took away the designated beat writer for the Dallas Mavericks from ESPN. That's why Mark Cuban turned around and banned those other two.
That's why he acting up.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they kind of contradicting themselves. You're going to take away the beat writer because you don't think we are going to be good this year. But then when I turn around and block your two best writers, you got an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
But that's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
And as the Jew said, Mark Cuban got some power.
He got power, y'all.
In our pre-show, I said something. And I don't mind saying it on air because I really do think
And you really did. That was, man.
I didn't even know you was talking about
that. I know, but now that I just spoke on that, that's a good point that you made.
I thought that's where you were going with it, Carla. I didn't know what
like,
you
I just, talking yeah, about.
And if, for the Facebook Live and for the listeners on WWE 1100 AM, get ready. Mark Cuban will be running for president in 2020.
If Trump can do it, so can he.
Bingo. Good.
All right.
And I'll vote for him. Come on, Mark.
All right, we get back for the second hour of the show. We got that FanDuel report, the Water Cooler report, the Hawks report. Chris Williams will be calling in around 9:15. Then we're going to talk a little NFL, and we're going to do a little email bags, and we're going to get it off our chest, man. Keep it locked, Sports Roundtable.
We'll be back with more Sports Roundtable on WWE 1100 AM.
You are listening to AM 1100, Atlanta's Sports and Entertainment Radio Network, a service of Beasley Broadcast Group. Take us with you wherever you go. Download TuneIn or iHeartRadio on your mobile device. WWE Hapeville.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-511-6771 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-511-6771. 800-511-6771.
Saturdays in the garage from Advance Auto Parts.
Oil change, huh? Sure you can handle such a tough job?
You can go back to your own garage, you know.
But then who'd empty out your fridge for you? Full synthetic, huh? Nice.
Yeah, Advance Auto Parts had a deal. 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic and a premium filter for $29.99.
Smart. It's a sweet deal. Look at you, Mr. Cleanest Pistons in town. You gonna get any in the pan or just on your shirt?
Advance Auto Parts.
Let's get you back to the garage. See store for details.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
Hey, H.O.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
1100 a.m.
That right?
We got Tiff, Hand in the building, H.O. and Coach.
What up?
You now about to witness the strength of sports talk radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind. You know it's that time.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill a whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the king, fam.
Woo.
Been bowling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams.
Oh.
SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, Kane, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it, no.
What up? It's the Sports Roundtable live from the SRT Studios overlooking Atlanta Station in the ATL. Happy SRT Day. You got H.O. Tiff, Hand, D-Wiv, the Coach, G-Money behind the glass, throwing them beats down as always. First hour of the show was off the chain, of course. Had that hot five, and we had that roundtable discussion about the college committee playoffs, the way that they are just not structured, just make no sense. It makes sense week by week, but the week before it don't make sense. It's just crazy. So the second hour of the show, of course, we got that FanDuel report coming up along with the water cooler, and we got my main man Chris Willis, PeaceStreetHoops.com, calling in around 9:15. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get to that FanDuel report.
And now it's time for this week's FanDuel Report.
What's up, my FanDuelers?
What up?
What's happening? Look here, man, we're going to start out with last week's picks. Last week we had Sha'Kendrick West, and we won't talk about him. He had a bad game. Devontae Freeman came in with 10.5 points. Pretty good pick. Zeke Elliott got you 22 points. He was one that I said kind of keep an eye on. Antonio Brown got 18 points for the Steelers. He had a big end of the game, kind of came up, so got good points with him. Drew Brees, the quarterback I said look out for. He had 24 points last week. Dak Prescott got you 23. Phillip Rivers, 25. And Aaron Rodgers had 27. So quarterbacks were pretty available for you last week. Some other players of note last week. Marcus Mariota had 27 points, only cost $7,600. So he was a quarterback that you could have had. And probably
he is, and I did not play him because I put Roethlisberger in.
Yeah, Roethlisberger was a dud last week. Russell Wilson got 26 points last week with only a $7,800 tag.
Take him slick.
This year's maybe a fantasy stud that people didn't see coming, and he's on my team, Melvin Gordon. Had 34 points this past weekend, with costing only $7,800. Mark Ingram, a former Alabama Crimson Tide running back who pretty much has been a non-factor through his pro career, but he had 30 points this past week. Tag of $6,700, pretty good pick. Latavius Murray with the Raiders had 31 points.
He
balled out. Only cost you $6,000. The value wide receiver for this week, I thought, should have been $5,400. Robert Woods with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Got you 21 points. This guy has a resurgence going on for the Seattle Seahawks. Tight end, Jimmy Graham. 26 points.
He done came back to life.
Came back to life. Yeah. So keep your eye on him. He's starting to get a little hot there. $6,700. And this guy with my Dallas Cowboys has been hot the last couple of weeks. Witten. Can you think of his first name?
Jason.
Uh-huh.
Jason Witten. Appreciate that, Big Har.
Yeah.
Jason Witten got for $5,200, had 23 FanDuel points, so he was pretty good. Chargers defense brought up 14 points, so that was a pretty good play for them. This week's notables. this might be a reach, but playing against this defense, I think might be something that you might want to look at. I think Carson Wentz has a great game this week passing the ball. They've been just a little off against the last couple of weeks they played, so I'm looking for him to have a big game. He plays the Falcons. Phillip Rivers going against Miami. It doesn't matter who Phillip Rivers plays against. He's a pretty solid quarterback. Always gets pretty good points. I'm looking for Larry Fitzgerald to have a decent game going against San Francisco, along with David Johnson, the running back with Arizona. Running back to look for, DeMarco Murray, especially with one running back being hampered. So Murray will get extra carries this week. Look for Matthews with Philly also as your wide out. Tight end Ernst, look for him also. And this guy is due for a big game, big breakout game. Look out for DeAndre Hopkins. I think Nuke comes out this week with a big game. We've been looking for him all year. He hadn't had that explosive game, so he's my player to watch this week. That ends your FanDuel report. Check back with us next week. See how you did.
Cool. Hope somebody wins some money. Or win their league.
Some fruit cups.
Fruit cups, exactly.
We don't condone gambling.
Yeah.
No.
We just condone eating fruit cups.
Eating fruit cups, man. The type you don't have to drain.
Yeah. Go to the market, baby.
Yeah. As long as there's some fruit in there, don't get the juice.
Exactly.
All right, man. Now it's time to talk to the jewel and see what they talking about at the water cooler.
I don't know about you, but I'm a bit parched. Let's see what they're talking about at the water cooler.
Welcome to the Water Cooler Report with the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by Blunt Power. Get the best car air fresheners around town with Blunt Power. Three sprays last for days. Go to www.bluntpower.com for all of your favorite flavors. All right, y'all know I be thirsty and I like to be nosy around the water cooler. So with the Sunday night football game happening at the water cooler, they were talking about the only black punter in the NFL. His name is Marquette King Jr., and he plays for the Oakland Raiders. He basically grabbed some attention when he punted the ball, pinned the Broncos inside the five, and he pretended that he was riding off on a little Bronco off the field, which was kind of interesting. You really don't see punters celebrating that much.
Yeah.
He attended Fort Valley State University for college, where he was recruited as a wide receiver, but he wasn't getting much playing time at that position, and he liked to practice punting in his spare time because he liked to kick footballs as hard as he could. So during his junior year, when his coach found out, he threatened to revoke his scholarship unless he became the team's full-time punter. In his senior year, he was a first-team SIAC member, and he led the conference in punting with 43 yards per punt average. After the 2012 NFL draft, he was undrafted, and the Raiders signed him to a three-year deal to compete and eventually replace veteran Shane
Lecter.
Yep. On February 29th, 2016, King signed a five-year, $16.5 million contract extension with the Raiders. His NFL stats as of week nine, he has 320 punts. For 14,864 punt yards, and he has a 46.4 average punt. His longest punt was 72 yards, and he has 115 punts that have landed inside the 20. The first time he stepped on the NFL field to punt, before he even opened his mouth to start the play, he heard the words, "A black punter. It's a fake. It's a fake."
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
So for real. They thought that just because he was coming in.
What
team is that? The Donald Trump.
The Donald Trump. Yeah, I mean, basically because he was lining up at the quote-unquote whitest of NFL positions.
Wow.
There are races attached to some positions in sports, whether people want to admit it or not. But King has a punt where he can give the ball a 5.85 seconds of hang time in the air.
Wow.
Right now, he's sixth in the league in punting average, and he's eighth in net yardage. So, shout out to Marquette King, yo.
Go ahead, King. Yeah. They got Ray Guy. Now they got King.
Yeah.
The Raiders doing their thing.
They are.
Shout out to the young kid.
We just gave too much time to a punter. I don't care what color he is.
You're such a hater.
We talking about him because he's black?
You need to work.
I don't give him no credence because he's black.
You need to work on your hateration.
It's like seeing a unicorn.
You know
it is. Right. It really is.
Yep.
All right, so y'all know technology and this virtual reality stuff is taking over the world. So I'm trying to get y'all on board every week by explaining to y'all what's going down.
We appreciate it.
So now the NFL is launching a virtual reality series on YouTube with Google. It's going to be a 9-part virtual reality series, and it will give fans a 360-degree perspective of life in and around the NFL. It will give viewers a behind-the-scenes look into NFL life from players to coaches to executives to cheerleaders and to the fans themselves. It will focus on how everyone prepares for a game day. The first episode will air Thanksgiving Day with a Dream VR launch to follow. With a Daydream VR launch to follow. Google's Daydream VR headset has been created for Android phones and it's priced at $79. So save up a couple paychecks. You can afford it. This series is only available to Daydream, not rival VR platforms. Google and the NFL are already working together on the NFL's YouTube channel. This is the first time the NFL has produced virtual reality content, having only experimented with the technology last season. This is also the first episode. This is also the first episodic sports program to be produced in virtual reality. The debut episode will let fans spend a week with the Philadelphia Eagles defensive line, and other episodes will include the football culture in Green Bay, the San Diego Chargers organization, an inside look at it, and the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. They want to bring fans closer to the game, and this is the perfect way to do it. So y'all need to get on your virtual reality game. And our other water cooler story we're talking about, a lot of my new iPhone users are irritated because the new iPhones do not have the headphone jack inserted into them anymore. Reason for that is Apple Sports wants you to buy their new wireless headphones coming out this fall. If you haven't invested in wireless Bluetooth headset yet, I have an interesting alternative for you. Under Armour has created new wireless headphones. They are an over-the-ear hook headphones, so they won't slip out of your ear. And they are meant to stay around your ears while you're working out because they also track your heart rate. Mm. They connect through your Map My Fitness app or your Under Armour record apps. And you can get coaching updates directly through your ears without having to look at your phone. You can either tap the right earbud to trigger the voice that reads back to your current heart rate, or you can set the app to periodically read your heart rate back to you at certain intervals. These headphones will cost you $200, but if you are into your physical fitness and want some wireless headphones that can help you keep up with it, these are the ones that you want.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. But you know what? That's a wrap on your Water Cooler Report with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We are sponsored by Blunt Power. Get the best car air fresheners around town with Blunt Power. 3 sprays last for days. Go to www.bluntpower.com for all of your favorite flavors.
Do you have to have an iPhone to use the Under Armour?
No.
Okay.
But all the people that have the new iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus, they're like, we don't have no headphone jack. And so they're mad. So they're looking for some wireless stuff.
I might try them.
But yeah, they seem like some good little headphones. I was looking at them online. So,
Han, you just got some new ones.
So. These just, no $200.
No, they're not special like they did.
But they work.
You can hear out of them,
right? I promise you I can hear. And I can get somebody to take my heart rate.
You know what I'm talking about? Hey, I can do that myself.
You got the thing on.
Yeah, I got the phone thing on. Yes.
I know where both my pulses at.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know where both your pulses at?
Y'all about to check
them at the same time. That's what I said. I know where both my pulses at.
Check them at the same time.
I know where both my pulses at.
Boy, y'all out the same. All right, update 85-80. Chicago is up on the Hawks. And with that being said, it's time for that Hawks report with my main man, Chris Willis.
Looking to go to Kemp from the corner. Bingo. Money! Kemp, baseball!
Now talking basketball from Peachtree Hoops, Chris Willis.
Chris Willis, Peachtree Hoops own. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. How are you, man?
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the intro, man. We got the best engineer in the business.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, so I'm looking at the score. It's 85-80, Chicago up right now. Can you kind of just give us a summary of what's going on tonight at the game?
Not a lot of defense. I think Chicago's shooting over 50%. Second night of a back-to-back for the Hawks. So, you know, there's not a lot of defensive energy on that floor right now, but, you know, we'll see what happens here in the fourth.
Okay. First question I got for you, well, actually the second question is, how would you describe the Hawks 5-2 start?
Oh, I think it's a good start. I think we've seen some ups and downs a little bit. Obviously, the win in Cleveland snapped that 11-game losing streak to the Cavs. You know, I thought that was big. Thought that was big for this group. You know, it's an early season November game, but still, I think it was important, you know, to get that out of the way as quick as you could. And so, but, you know, the schedule's going to get tougher. But I've seen a lot of good things out of this team. So, you know, I'm kind of optimistic right now.
Okay. Dennis, Dwight, Moose, and Tybo, and Tim Hardaway Jr., who are you most impressed with or surprised by with their play?
Oh, well, that's great. I mean, I'm going to go with Mike Muscala. I think it's off the radar a little bit. But, man, he's looked really good, you know, coming off the bench. I don't think anybody really knew what to expect. But, he's, you know, he's played well. He's shot the basketball well. I'd like to see him pick it up defensively just a little bit. But I think he's given them a lot of energy. And he's playing, you know, he's playing some power forward. He's playing some center. He's doing just about whatever they need him to do. But, you know, I kind of expected – you know, there are other guys to kind of fall in place, but, you know, I thought Mike Muscala was a good player, and I knew they were high on him, but I really wasn't expecting him to just take hold of that first big off the bench role. Right. And, you know, he's capitalized on that.
That goes to lead me to my next question is when, Tiago Splitter gets healthy, you know, what should we or how does he fit into this scheme if Muscala is playing so well and, you know, you still got Chris Humphreys coming off the bench in the rotation as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, we haven't seen Splitter healthy in quite some time. So, you know, but, you know, I mean, if he's a quality big, you know, if he can get healthy, he can give you some good defensive minutes. You know, I think it's just a lot of depth there. I think that really can help, you know, and you can play the matchups a little bit, you know, maybe with Splitter some nights, Humphreys other nights. But I think Muscala's done enough that he's going to be in rotation for the, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Okay.
Chris, what's up, man? This D. Will, the coach, man. I got a good question here for you. I don't know about you, but I heard you allude to it a little earlier about the Cavs game. But last night versus the Cavs, to me, it felt like a game two or a game five of a playoff series, for the Hawks especially. And the reason I say that is because, you know, the Hawks had lost the last 11 straight games to the Cavs and two consecutive playoff sweeps out of the playoffs. So do you agree that with this huge win, is this a huge win for the psyche of the Hawks versus the Cavs? Or do you just see it as game number seven out of 82? And it really doesn't matter until we meet and beat them in the playoffs.
Well, I think you're onto something there. I think Cleveland approached it like game number seven. But I think for this Hawks team, I think it is big. I mean, you don't want to be carrying around an 11-game losing streak to any team. And you know, some of those games were heartbreaking. Some of them were blowout. So. I think it's important for their psyche. I think that was a game the Hawks really, really wanted to win. I thought they took it to Cleveland early. And, you know, the Cavs didn't respond real well. And, you know, and then was able to hold them off at the end. So I think it's a big win for Atlanta. I think it's important. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's a November game. Things will be a lot different in the playoffs. But, you know, for this team to build some confidence, I think it was big.
Hey, Chris, this is a Sports Superhero here. I got a question for you. My question is about last night. Cal being out of the lineup, congratulations on him having a kid. But my question is, with moving the lineup around the way it was, Bazemore, I guess, went to the two, and Cephalosha moved to the three. Looked like it was a little bit more of defense on the floor. And I'm wondering, I know you're kind of worried about losing some offense, especially with Dwight being kind of limited offensively, if you want to say that, because he's just a big that's kind of like, you know, it's going to wear the dinosaur in the NBA to have a big man that's a scorer. But my question is, seeing that lineup, do you think that's something that what's the man's name? Head coach.
Bud
might look into and maybe bringing Kyle off the bench in that second unit now?
You know, I don't think so right away. You know, you get in a playoff series and the matchups kind of dictate things like that. But, you know, I thought the Hawks were fortunate. They shot the ball really well. I thought Thabo's been amazing this entire season. And Kent Bazemore snapping out of that slump, that he was in the first week or two of the season, too. So I thought that was big. They knocked down some shots early, and I thought that gave him some confidence. But, you know, I think Corbin still got a very needed place on this team. You know, offensively, they struggle from time to time from the perimeter. It's been kind of hot and cold each of these games. But defensively, you know, they've been pretty good. Not so much tonight, but overall, they've been pretty good defensively. So, you know, I think it's a game by game thing. But I don't expect a change in the starting lineup or rotation anytime soon either.
All right, Chris, this is D. Will, the coach again. I got kind of a two-parter here for you. With huge games, I'm going back to last night, with huge games from the patch, Dennis Schroeder with a career-high 28 points and Bays adding another 25, including the game-winning closing basket. And also, what I think was a big point, the complete domination of Dwight Howard with 17 rebounds over Tristan Thompson, who only had 0 points and 2 rebounds, and who is their total energy guy. Do you think with the additions that the matchup is better with the Cavs? And also, can we expect Dennis and Bays to continue that play on a high level versus the Cavs moving forward?
I thought Dennis was really, really aggressive last night against Cleveland. I thought he came out early and looking for a shot and, you know, stepped up to the big moment. I think that's the hope if you're Atlanta. You saw all these changes this offseason. You know, they tried it 2 straight years going the other direction. I thought, I thought Dwight was really good. He anchored the team defensively in the paint. Grabbed 17 rebounds, held Tristan Thompson in check, and, you know, really wasn't able to get involved a whole lot on the offensive end, but it really didn't matter, you know, and I thought that was a pretty neat dynamic the way that worked out. But, you know, I think they're better equipped to be in a playoff series with a team like the Cavaliers. Now, it may not be that way against every team, but for sure against Cleveland, I think they're better built for success now.
All right, Chris, I got a question from a caller or an email question. They want to know, do you think Bays is better at the 2 or the 3 for the Hawks?
That's an interesting question. It's something we've talked about a little bit at Peachtree Hoops, but you know, long term, I'd like to see Bazemore more at the shooting guard position. I mean, he showed his versatility and he's shown the ability to be able to guard some small forwards. But I think, you know, over the length of that contract that he just signed, I think, you know, it'd be in their best interest to eventually move him to the shooting guard position. You know, I think a guy like Taurean Prince, when he's ready, you know, you may see that. It may not be this season, but, you know, next season coming in, I think you could see Prince at small forward and maybe even and Bays at shooting guard a whole lot more often.
Okay. And the last question I got from an email was, can you explain the difference in Dwight playing for the Hawks this year and Al playing for the Hawks last year?
Oh, wow. That's, you know, just two completely different style of players. I mean, you know, Dwight, we knew coming in, Dwight Howard wasn't going to do but one thing. It was going to be rebound the basketball. And then he's changed the entire mindset of that team. You know, you see Mike Muscala crashing offensive rebounds now. You know, they're attacking the glass a lot more, where in the past they focused more on transition defense. You know, it's still very early. You know, I hesitate to answer, you know, is this better, a better fit? You know, on a matchup thing against a team like Cleveland, I think they are probably positioned better. But over the long haul, you know, I need to see a few more games before I start to try to make judgments like that.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for your time. 96-88, Hawks are up the beginning of the fourth quarter. And listen, let all of our listeners know where to find you and how to contact you.
You can find me at peachtreehoops.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Willis, Chris_Willis. You know, appreciate you guys having me on. It's always a blast.
All right, man. Thanks again. And that's Chris with a K, not a C.
Yes, sir.
Chris with a K. Chris, thanks again, man. Let's talk soon and let's do it. And that is your SRT Hawks report. And a lot of good information.
Yo, yeah. Chris did his thing just then, boy.
I think Bazemore did too. And, you know, the reason I asked him that was because my question was going toward that.
Right.
Because I think Baze needs to be at the two.
He does. He's not a three.
Right. And I think what happens is I think he's scared to take the offense off the floor because what Kyle does is stretch the floor. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you might be able to get a few more transition buckets with that lineup.
But my thing is, the way Baze shot the ball last night, you're really not losing much because I don't see Kyle going to get 25. I don't see Kyle.
But the threat, see the thing, and I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, Kyle's not a threat off the dribble. He's a threat off a catch and shoot, which is not bad to when you got a Dwight Howard in the middle. Right. But if you watched that game last night, which I watched in its entirety, I did not watch the political jump. Right. I watched the game in its entirety, and Baze does a great job of creating his own shot with that group. All right, because you don't have a lot of creativity other than Schroeder on the floor. Mm-hmm. So you need another. So if you put a starting five with Schroeder, Kyle Korver, what's your boy name? Cephalosha. And you have no creativity at the guard spot besides the pick and roll with Schroeder. So with Bazemore in that starting five and bringing Kyle off the bench as a catch and shoot, I think it makes for a better dynamic for the Hawks.
I think you and I are on the same line. You got to depend on Cephalosha knocking down his shot on that offensive end because the ball's going to rotate back to him.
Well, let's do this. Tiff.
Yeah.
You are a point guard.
Yes, sir.
And you understand, you know, the positions and how shooters work and things of that nature. Who would you prefer to see at the two between Kyle and Bazemore?
I want to see Bazemore over there because sometimes I feel that the shooting guard needs to take it off the dribble.
Okay.
And Kyle Korver, he kind of limits you because he can't do nothing off the dribble.
Zero.
And he's not mobile even
right.
on defense.
Oh my gosh, he could be so bad on defense.
And Baze is a much – if you watched that game last night, J.R. Smith was non-existent. And Baze absolutely took him out of the game. Mm-hmm. And he was able to rotate to LeBron James and help Cephalosha a lot, which –
Exactly.
You can't really stop LeBron, but if you make him shoot jump shots, which they did a lot last night,
that's a win. And no offensive rebound.
And Dwight Howard, and I alluded to it, he dominated right. Tristan Thompson last night.
And like he should have.
Yes.
What Harris and I were talking about, I think Dwight gives you two things. For one thing, on the offensive end, when you go up and shoot, now you got somebody to go to and get your second shot. So he extends possessions. Mm-hmm. And on the defensive end, he keeps that other team from taking those early shot clock threes.
Yeah.
Because now, if you shoot your shot early in the shot clock, he's going to get that ball.
Oh, yeah.
And you only going to get one shot.
Yeah.
One shot attempt. So that limits their possessions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that helps, and he also allows you to extend your defense to the three.
Yeah.
Because now you got a shot block at the rim.
Yep.
So, yeah. He's a piece. A lot of people didn't want him coming here.
I like him here, actually. I like the fit.
If he can continue on, and you don't want to get too early because it's still real early.
Very true. He only played seven games.
Right. But at least you can see the makings.
Now, yeah. D-Will made a great point, and I think this is one of the points, is that with Schroeder and Bazemore, because both of them attack.
Mm-hmm.
See, now the guard play itself gives you problems because – Schroeder's going to attack.
He's going at you.
Yeah.
All right, somebody calling in. Want to talk to the SRT crew?
Uh-oh, what we got?
Sports Roundtable, what you got?
Hey, what's popping? It's Saul Ron, man. I'm right here with Breezy. We calling in, you know what I'm saying? And I got a question for the squad.
What's up, Saul Ron? What's up, Breezy?
What up?
That's that energy, baby. That's that energy.
You know, we tuned in, baby. We had to call in, show some love, man. Y'all showing love to the people, man. Hey, hold it down.
There you go, man. We appreciate it, man. Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we doing good. So me and Will was chopping up a little bit, man. I just want to talk about the point guard position a little bit.
Okay.
So, you know, we was talking about, as far as points, assists, and all that. but we didn't really go much further than that. So I want to see what y'all had to say about this. I put CP3 over my boy Lillard currently as a point guard. Now, obviously, the role of a point guard has changed dramatically over the years.
Right.
And in today's game and today's NBA, the point guard is shooting a lot more. It's not all about the assists. So I want to see what y'all have to say as far as, I guess, a two-part question. Who do you put first, CP3 or Lillard? And how much has the game changed as far as the point guard position? And how, what does that mean for players coming into the NBA?
All right, who won the first question?
Well, he actually knows my stance on
okay,
this.
Okay, well, we'll let Tiffany and Hancock handle that.
Oh, I need the people to know, though.
Oh,
go ahead.
All right. You want to go first?
Well, yeah, I can go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
The point guard position has definitely changed, and today you need a point guard that can score. And so in my books, I'm putting Damian Lillard over CP3 because Dame can drop 50 and CP3 can't.
I hear you. I still think CP can get you 30 if he has to. But the thing that
CP3 does
is that he allows you to get into your offense better. He's going to make sure that the play is running it. Every time down, you're going to get that quality shot. When you have a lead guard that knows he's better than everybody else, a lot of times down, nobody else is going to touch that ball.
And I agree with that. And
what's going to happen is when you do need those other people, they're not going
to
be ready.
So how come he can't lead his team to
and here's,
an NBA championship?
And I'm going to tell you why. That's what I was finna lose.
Like, I really need to know why.
Because
on paper, the Clippers have the best team in the NBA on paper.
But see, by the same argument you're saying that about them, ain't that many other point guards that's leading their team? You got Westbrook. He won the best point guard in the league. He led his team to a championship.
But Chris Paul's been in different situations.
But still, this thing was, your question is, why hadn't he led him to a championship?
I can answer it for you.
Go ahead.
Listen, Chris Paul's style of game no longer resonates as a lead guard, air quotes.
I agree 100%. Okay?
Because a lead guard must be able to score at will. Not when you need to, but at will. And my thing is, if CP3 is not matched up with a dynamic wing, meaning a LeBron James, a Kevin Durant, somebody who can take the full scoring pressure off him and have him where he doesn't have to score and only focus on facilitating and getting him into it, he's never going to win a championship because he's not able to take over a game like those other guys.
Exactly.
I hear you. You're talking about, how many point guards are we talking about right now in this league that hadn't played alongside LeBron James have taken you and taken over a game and won it?
Steph Curry.
Steph doesn't have the ball, though.
Steph is the point guard. Steph has the ball in his hand 60% of the time.
Don't. No, he don't.
Yes, he come on now.
No, he don't, D.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He brings it up every time. Steph Curry. Steph Curry, I'd answer
Draymond, your question. Draymond bring the ball up just as much as Steph.
Oh,
if not more.
No, he don't.
Stop. I don't
know. Not as much as Steph.
Steph run up the floor most all the time. Steph running up the side.
I can't agree.
If he on a fast break.
No, not even on fast break. Steph running to the damn line.
All right, Sun Ra, what you think? What you think, Sun Ra?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kruk over here now, right?
Oh, I know it is. Let me break it down to this real quick. Last thing.
All right.
How many points does a point guard have to shoot as that role of a point guard? When does it become he's shooting too much like a Kobe Bryant?
And then
you have a lot of points on this player, but the team still loses. And when is it that he's shooting enough as a player, but distributing the ball really well and making his team shoot really well? And to your point, Tiff, you know the Clippers got a shooting squad.
Yeah.
So CP3 has a lot of those outs, as you was talking about, D-Will.
He don't have a dynamic
win. What is that limit? What does he got to hit?
All right, so this is my point, and we gotta get going in a minute. But to answer the question about a point guard, my whole thought is a point guard does whatever it takes to win the game. Whatever he has to do to win the game, whether it's score, assist, get everybody involved, get certain people involved, whatever it takes to win the game is his job because he is the coach on the floor. He is an extension of the coach on the bench. So whatever it takes to win, that's what he needs to do. Point blank, period. Everybody don't have the ability or the skill set as a point guard to do that. Some do, some don't. But it's hard to balance in that case because it's a gray line between when do I take over, is this a winning play, is this a winning shot, and things of that nature. So that's just it's a subjective question and a subjective answer to it. But whatever it takes to win the game, in my opinion, is what the point guard needs to do. But
all right, who you pick? Who you pick?
I take Lillard right now over CP3. Yeah, because he's just younger.
That's because he's just young.
Hey, and for the record, I love Dame Lillard too. You're a bad boy. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate y'all for calling in.
Hey, man, thanks, Sun Ra, for calling in.
Of course, all time, man. Love.
Yeah.
See
and
y'all.
That is the voice you hear on Sports Roundtable.
He just don't rap. He know a little sports too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I got a question from the email bag. I don't know who want to take this one. Why are the Timberwolves so bad with all that talent?
Because they're young.
They babies.
They
man.
They have a lot of talent, but they average 24 years old per player.
They don't even know how to gel all their talent together.
They already.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of guys who played 1 year in college.
Yeah.
You know, LaVine, Dunn, Towns, and Wiggins. And Shabazz Muhammad
all
played one year in college and then came to the NBA.
And you got Ricky Rubio, who didn't go to college.
Rubio came into the league at 19.
Come on. So, they're young, man.
They're very young, but they do have the right coach.
Yes,
and they do. They did win tonight.
All right, last question.
Stop sipping all that. Hater, right? You're going to choke, boy.
Last question of the night. Does Carmelo need to leave New York?
Yeah, he should have been like a long time ago. It's too late now.
Yeah.
It's too late. He might as well stay and just give it up.
Where you gonna go?
Right. It's too late now. Like he missed his opportunity.
Huh?
Where you gonna go?
He should have left 2 years ago before he signed that extension.
I don't know who wants him no more.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I don't know.
He just gotta live that out, huh?
Yeah. I mean he had his window.
He's on his way to AI status.
Yeah.
But he has 3 gold medals.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll hire him.
Hey, Carmelo's trying to make it mean something. I'm just trying to help.
Yeah, exactly. He don't want to say the gold medal mean more than a championship ring.
He sure did.
Boy, jump off that bridge.
That's only something somebody without a championship ring says.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, man. That's it for your second hour of the roundtable discussion. Thanks for Sun Ra and Breezy Brown for calling in. They know what to call to get this. They knew what buzz to touch to get these two going, because, boy, we got it going.
I'm pretty sure our loyal listeners ain't heard that since podcast days.
That's podcast days for real,
yeah. Exactly. All right, we got an update. Hawks up 103.99, but the Jewel finna give you some more sports update with the Jewel of Sports.
And now it's time for a sports update.
Yeah, let me give you, since you giving out NBA scores, I might as well do that too.
There you go.
We got the Atlanta Hawks beating the Chicago Bulls 103-99. It is 5 minutes and 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. We have the Knicks beat the Nets 110-96, so Carmelo did something tonight. Wizards beat the Celtics 118-93. We have the Pacers in overtime with the 76ers with 37 seconds left. They are winning 119-113. We have the Raptors beating the Thunder in the third quarter, 75-63. We have the Pistons beating the Suns, 31-24 in the second quarter. The Hornets and the Jazz finished their game. The Hornets won 104-98. Upcoming games tonight, we have the Clippers and the Blazers. We have the Mavericks and the Warriors as well. And let me get into a couple of NFL news for you. Julio Jones, ATL wide receiver, has 465 career catches, and that is the most in NFL history in a player's first 75 games. Mm. Cowboys rookie Dak Prescott is still playing great football, and he's breaking records all over the place and has now become the first rookie quarterback in NFL history to have 6 starts with 100-plus passer rating in his team's first 8 games. And he also broke Troy Aikman's rookie record for the most touchdown passes for the franchise. The 49ers have absolutely no defense. They have become the first team in NFL history to allow a 100-yard rusher in 7 straight games.
No D.
Yeah. And Greg Hardy, who isn't on anybody's NFL team right now, has been charged in Texas with felony drug possession and faces jail time. They found a baggie of the white stuff in his wallet. Oh, so he faces a maximum 2 years in prison.
This dude, man.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a wrap on your sports update with the Jewel of Sports. Catch us every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on WWE AM 1100.
Wow, that Greg Hardy. Wow. I'm glad we didn't.
He just don't care about
we
life.
As in the Falcons. I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah, that was a good no move. Right
he really
there.
Was because he just don't move. Care about life.
That show was like, man, they need to get him.
I had thought it too. I was on the board for a second too, Hancock.
I mean, I would have missed that on that one.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, in sports, morals aren't very looked upon very highly. You can have low morals and still be the man.
Mm-hmm. True that.
But in his case,
not so much.
Not so much.
Nah.
You can't look past Greg Hardy.
No.
Yeah.
I can look. Listen, Ray Rice, I forgive you.
Me too.
I forgive you. Because you showed actual contrition.
Yes. And he's
Greg Hardy
showing
has shown
though.
None.
But yo, I'm telling you, your wife going to be
his
so
vocabulary
impressed,
is off the
vocabulary,
hook.
Hey, man. I've been
flashing
working.
That Alabama degree.
Yeah. Bama.
All right, man. With that being said, you know what it's time for. It's time for our favorite segment. It's time to get it off our chest.
Do you have something that you want to say? Well, then it's time to...
Say it with your chest!
Let that breathe.
We're going to let that breathe for a minute.
You did not just come in with my song right now.
Old school.
You just took it back, yo.
G.
Yes.
You took it back.
Yo, this my song right
here.
I don't even know what song it is.
All right, man. It's time to... Get it off your chest. And getting it off my chest tonight is going to be a little story I need to tell. November 28th, 2013. Me and Hancock riding down to the penthouse. I get a phone call. And it says, hey, man, I got this this young lady who knows sports. Who's real G Money with the sports. She real tight. So this from a man, Slick Money, calling me and says, you know, I think we need to bring her on the show. You know what I'm saying? We need to bring her on the show and see what she got. So I look at Hancock and I say, a woman on a sports show? I said, I don't know about that. A woman gonna be on our sports show? So, needless to say, the 28th of November, and the only reason she actually was on that show because D. Will called out.
Yeah, he was in Bama, I think.
D. Will called out. Tiffany came on the show, and she did a special appearance on episode 14. And me and Hancock was talking on the way home, and I was saying, yo, man, what you think? I said, we kind of need a female voice. She knows what she's talking about. And when she walked into the penthouse, we kind of drilled her a little bit, didn't we, Han?
Oh, of course.
We drilled her.
Yeah, y'all weren't playing.
We drilled her. I mean, we grilled her good. And she came out. You know, all right. So episode 15, we proudly announced that there's a new member of the crew. And it's the Jewel of Sports. And I named her.
Yeah.
And ever since then, she's been our little sister. And she's been loyal. She's been all that you can ask for. So, from me, the loyal listeners and the SRT crew, happy birthday. Thanks for your loyalty. Thanks for being you. And thanks, most importantly, for being our little sis.
Man, appreciate it, guys. This was unexpected. Tear.
What? One last night unexpected?
I mean, this has just been everything. I mean, wow. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So, getting it off your chest, you to go that way.
Yeah, y'all.
But we going this way.
My get it off your chest for the day, I'm going the same route.
I remember I was in Bama. I was taking care of some business. But Monday when I got to work, Big H.O. came to me and was like, D-Will, you listen to the show? I'm like, nah, not yet. He was like, man, go to your desk, man. Listen to the show, man. You got to hear it. I'm like, all right, word. So I go listen to the show. And
never heard this story.
Yeah, I've never told it. First time on air. And he was like, man, go listen to the show and tell me what you think. I'm like, all right, I'm thinking, you know, something happened, you know? So I go in and I listen. So I come back out. I go through the first, you know, whenever. I'm like, hold on. I'm like, who is that? And he was like, I think we're going to bring her home. Now, you got to understand, I'm a newbie. You know what I'm saying? I missed the show. I'm like, damn, you replacing me?
And I lost my job.
Have I lost my job already? Because when I say she smashed it, she smashed it. And then when we met, I'm going to be honest, it was like, it was organic.
Yeah.
You know how when you meet somebody,
yeah,
you don't have to talk to them to know them?
Yeah.
And I felt like, I don't know if it was because we were similar in age, if we kicked it the same, whatever it may be, but it was organic. And ever since that day, I've had a love for this girl, and I'm so happy I can call her my sister. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, and I'm pretty sure I represent the crew, happy birthday. We glad you here. Stay forever, because we here forever.
No appreciate doubt. It.
I ain't here.
Yeah, I'm going to be quick.
I tried.
You know, if you know Slick Money, you know he's the ladies' man.
Yeah.
Ladies' man.
That part.
So when he was telling me about it, I said, Slick, bring the young lady on here. What's up?
It's probably somebody he's trying to get with.
What's up, really? You know, so, you know, she came in, and, you know, I'm still a little skisconeptical.
Yeah, this little bit.
Skisconeptical.
I mean, you're the sports superhero.
Yeah, so, you know, so being who I am, you know, we throw some sports questions and things like that, and she hits it back, and she hit it out the park. And from then on, honestly, Harris and I talked, and I said, Harris, you know, I was surprised, you know, and I think I even told you,
yeah,
I was shocked because I was like, I don't know if she's going to be able to hang with us sports-wise.
Yeah.
You know, but what you do is you provide a balance for sure with mm-hmm. us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, even the D-Wheel and the dynamic you had, just like we have, seeing it a different way gives the show a broader
perspective.
Mm-hmm. You get the female point of view, the more youthful point of view. And I'll be the first to admit, I'm more in my old ways as far as the way I look at sports.
Yeah.
And you and D-Will bring a different side to the sport. Harris and I don't even see things the same. But I think what you have brought to the show makes us that much better. So I appreciate you being here. Thanks for being a part.
Appreciate it.
All right, it's on you, Tiff. So.
Man, oh my gosh. Y'all, like, oh my gosh. I'm, like, at a loss for words. Thank you so much, y'all. I'm so happy.
Oh, happy birthday.
Like, oh, appreciate it.
You got that part.
Like, I'm so happy to have met y'all. I'm so happy that y'all are a part of my life. Thank you so much for the birthday love that y'all just gave me on this show. Look, I'm shedding tears. This has just been the best birthday that I've had in forever. So thank you so much for y'all helping make it great. Because seriously, when I tell y'all that I have so much love in my heart for each and every one of y'all, I seriously mean that with everything in me. Y'all are seriously a part of me, and y'all are going to be a part of me for the rest of my life.
Yes,
so thank you for
life,
being
baby.
Here, and thank you for having my back, and I love y'all to pieces.
For life,
real.
Baby.
For life, baby. G-Money, you see she got tears in her eyes.
Y'all got me crying up here.
So, G-Money, your thoughts on Tiff and what she brings to the show? I'm pretty sure you...
We know you wet behind the ears, but...
I'm pretty sure that you have the same sentiments that we have, but just from your perspective, I'm pretty sure she would love to hear it.
One thing that I like that I don't see a lot of people do anymore, I'm not making fun of you about this, Horace, but Tiff writes down all her notes by hand with a pen.
No electronics.
No electronics. That really impresses me because, like, for a while, like, I had a job where, like, no one wrote anything down and not using paper. And just to see that that you still like take that seriously with doing this show, by writing everything down by hand, it just, to me, it just shows that you take it seriously and you enjoy it. And this will be a birthday that I will remember, not out of like, well, it's kind of convenient because I have a sister, my grandmother, and a niece whose birthday are all in November.
Nice.
So this is one that I can add to as well. So happy birthday, Tiffany.
Appreciate it, G.
Great working with you.
Thank you. I love working with you. Thank you for that birthday music in the beginning. That was dope.
So, Sports Roundtable listeners, this is how we do it. We weren't flying in a helicopter last night. I know I wasn't. Raised on the river. I'm pretty sure it was fun, but I mean, you need 2 hours to get there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody can't fly in on the helicopter.
I don't know, you know where it's at.
Exactly. So
on the river?
Yeah. I ain't know Atlanta had a water.
So, shout out to Terrell, man. Thanks for keeping Lil Fizz happy. You did a great job, and you're doing a great job in that. And just allowing her to be a part of this is super, super great. It's words cannot describe the chemistry that all of us have.
Yeah.
And I think this will be one show that you always remember.
Man, I got to put this show on my phone.
And, well, and more than that, and maybe I don't need to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. She's been with the SRT longer she's been with her current job.
I sure have. Matter of fact, I've actually been there longer. I've been here longer than my current job.
Yeah.
I've been 3 years, and I've only been in my current job for a year and a half now.
Yeah, because when she started off, she was at Georgia Power.
I sure was, and I done went through another job before that.
And another.
And, man, yeah.
Boy, hello.
SRT for life, yo.
Come about, baby.
Man, exactly. Come on.
So.
Got tenure.
Absolutely, man. So, happy birthday, Tiff.
Appreciate
with that being
y'all.
Said, man, we definitely got to give some shout outs and some thanks to our sponsors, Jay's Used Cars, Smart Seal Security, and Blunt Power. Three sprays last for days. Great show, man. I'm talking about awesome show. And I do have another question. D. Will, they talking about what's up with them Alabama running backs in the NFL. We can probably get to it next week. I mean, there's...
G, can I get some crickets?
I want to shout out... He said yes. Hey, shout out to my crew. Shout out to G-Money. Shout out to Tiff, happy birthday. Shout out to all the loyal listeners. Thanks for Chris Willis, Peachtree Hoops calling in. Thanks for Sun Rock calling in, along with Breezy Brown. Thanks for everybody that's listening. Happy birthday, Marlon Irvin. My homeboy is recovering still. His birthday is coming up this Friday. So sending a shout out to him, and sending a shout out to OG. OG just had surgery, man. Tracy's dad. And I want to make sure we stay in prayer for Mr. OG, man. OG Harris.
Shout out OG.
Yeah, so make sure we stay in prayer for my girl Tracy, man. She been going through it for the last couple of days, so we want to make sure we keep her lifted and her father. So
I want to give a shout out to all the ladies that listen and support the SRT show. Shout out to all the loyal listeners. Shout out to my dad, Al Boyd. Thanks for your support. Shout out to my fiance, Terrell. Thanks for helping give me the best birthday ever. Shout out to my girls, Megan Turner, Ebony Maddox, Melissa Hudson, and Danielle Randolph. Thank you for coming through last night. I love y'all. And shout out to my SRT crew, my fellas. I love y'all with everything in me.
Shout out to everyone who supports, listens, and continues to drive the SRT brand. Shout out Slick Money and the Rain Man Show.
There you go.
Shout out crew, man. Let's keep this going. And shout out fam. I'm on the way home. Hope we got something to eat.
Hey, hey. First off, happy birthday, Tiff, man. Shout out.
Appreciate you.
Man, I got to give a shout out to my folk, man. I got some college people that tuned in tonight, man.
Nice.
I'm calling all nicknames. I ain't putting no governments out there. I want to shout out my boy Elton, and we call him Elton because he went to an Elton John concert when we was in college. Shout out my boy Stork. Shout out Notebook. I ain't gonna put your government out there too. Appreciate Notebook. You tuning in. And also, man, follow me on social media, please. I am Coach K9. That's I am Coach K as in King and the number 9. Hit me up. Keep the conversation going.
Again, happy birthday, Tiffany.
Thanks, G.
Shout out to my mom and dad. Shout out to West Georgia football. Shout out to my niece, Mateus, who just got accepted into Johnson and Wales University. She's going to major in culinary arts, if that's what the major is. But she does want to be a top chef one day.
Nice.
We need some food.
All right, man. Check out your boy H.O. in Hand on the Rain Man Show tomorrow from 8 to 9. And with that being said, you know how we do it.
Boogie! I'm headed home, baby.
The jewel of sports is leaving the building.
They call me Coach because I teach you how to ball.
This your main man, H.O. from Bankhead. R.I.P. Mom, R.I.P. B.C. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
y'all know what happened yesterday. You better get that license to carry.
And we out. Peace.
See ya.